After 15 years in power, Mamata Banerjee, the colorful leader of the state of West Bengal in India, the first woman to ever lead it, lost in the elections this month. The nationalist BJP, which rules India from Delhi, has now rolled into power in Kolkata as well, in a state where it was almost a non-entity a decade ago. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. But politics aside, one of the things people will need to get used to is a cultural shift. Mamata was a big believer in Bengali culture, a culture that produced Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore and filmmaker Satyajit Ray. And Mamata, who liked to paint, sing, and write verse.
Hamba, hamba, ramba, ramba, kamba, kamba. Dumba, dumba, bumba, bumba, bamba, bamba.
While the merits of her verse and art might be up for debate, what one can never deny is she understood the strange nuances of Bengali culture, like its love for the pashbalish, translated wholly inadequately as side pillow or bolster. Neither word has the emotional heft of pashbalish or captures its singular cultural significance in Bengal. In the middle of the COVID pandemic, as corona numbers were shooting up, Mamata famously said, "It's not in my hands anymore. There's nothing I can do. You can sleep with corona by your side. Make it your pashbalish." This evoked great national confusion, mocking tweets and chortling memes. But those who mock do not understand the mystical power of the pashbalish. Bengalis are attached to the cord of their pashbalish the way others are attached to umbilical cords. A classic Bengali pashbalish follows strict guidelines. It must have real cotton stuffing, none of this polyester nonsense. It should have black cotton seeds embedded in the stuffing that can be rolled between the fingers like prayer beads come pacifiers before falling asleep. A proper pashbalish must have a plain white cover pulled together with a drawstring. Nowadays, there are covers with printed patterns, even Disney figures, but there's nothing as classic as a plain white 100% cotton pashbalish. It's the sleeping Bengali's version of the little black dress, simple, elegant, and not to be messed with. Bengalis start early with their pashbalish indoctrination. The baby sleeps boxed in by two small sausage-like pashbalishes. They act as guardian angels, preventing the young Bengali from falling off the bed. In time, that pashbalish becomes a practice dummy for budding romances and the repository for tears for failed romances, best friend, therapist, and nursemaid rolled into one. I had an aunt who sometimes rolled off the bed in her sleep. Someone found her hanging half off the bed, entangled in the mosquito net, still clutching her pashbalish. The real point to note is that she was still fast asleep. It proves that as long as she's clutching the pashbalish, the Bengali can sleep on contentedly, reassured that the world is not ending. Novelist Diksha Basu has spoken up for the humble pashbalish. She tweeted that the Bengali invention of the pashbalish is greater than the invention of the wheel. I don't know if a Bengali did invent the pashbalish. The pillow, as far as we know, might have Mesopotamian origins, but at that time they were made of stone. The side pillow exists in other parts of Asia. Koreans have a jukboin or bamboo wife, which they can wrap their arms and legs around while sleeping. Indonesians called side pillows Dutch wives, a nod to Dutch East India Company traders separated from flesh and blood wives. But Bengal has taken pashbalish to a different level of cultural significance. The Bengali band Chandrabindu has an entire song devoted to the pashbalish and its intergenerational appeal, the darling pillow passing from father to son.
সে আমার পাশে বলে তার ফিগার একটা খাসা জানো লারা পিপাসা গুরু সে আমার পাশে বলে.
In the classic 1968 film Chorangi, comedian Bhanu Banerjee plays a hotel butler who wreaks revenge on British guests by placing pashbalishes in their bed and getting them addicted to the comfort of one before they have to leave and return to their pashbalish-less first world. I too remember sleepless nights as a new student in a small town in the American Midwest, separated from friends, family, home-cooked meals, and my pashbalish. When I came back to India, nothing spelled home as much as the pashbalish on the bed. They say you cannot ever go home again, but as long as there's a pashbalish, you can come pretty close. I hope Mamata Banerjee will find comfort in her pashbalish in these friendless days out of power. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.